Books and Arts.
Book Review. Solitude. Sweet Spot. Consolations of the Forest. Alone in a Cabin in the Middle Taiga. By Sylvain Tesson. Translated by Linda Coverdale.
Sylvain Tesson, a French writer, is known for books about his journeys across the steppes and mountains of Central Asia. Consolations of the Forest, which won the Prix Médicis in 2011 and is his first book in English translation, is different. It is about staying put. For 6 months in 2010, from February to July, Mr. Tesson lived alone in a forest cabin beside Lake Baikal in Siberia. The nearest village was 75 miles, 121 kilometres away. The closest neighbour, several hours' walk. There were no roads. Solar panels gave him some electricity, but otherwise, fortified by vodka and cigars, he lived the simple life, much of it reading and thinking about nature, time, and himself. Nothing is as good as solitude, he says, adding, "The only thing I need to make me perfectly happy is someone to whom I could explain this." Instead, he described the pleasures to himself in a diary. Consolations of the Forest is the happy result. Why did he do it? The question runs through the book like a tune. Was it a revulsion against modernity, against traffic and cheeseburgers, or was it an act of political refusal? A hermit's life, he says, is more anti-statist than a protest demonstration bristling with black flags. Was it a wish to tread lightly on the earth, not to exploit it? Or perhaps it was a way to plumb his inner life, the nuances of my own tectonics, he says. As he chops wood, guts fish and dodges brown bears, Mr. Tesson considers these questions in the company of philosophers and poets, misfits and refuseniks. Books inhabit Mr. Tesson's inner and outer landscapes. Two ducks landing on open water remind him of reading and suddenly alighting on a good phrase. The sound of cracking ice brings Schopenhauer to mind. Staggered by the view from a mountaintop, he can think only of Hegel's words, "So ist," it is so. His writing is elegant and urbane, full of paradoxes, aphorisms, and conceits. The sky has powdered the taiga, the northern forest, shaking velvety down over the vert bronze of the cedars. Winter forest, a silvery fur tossed onto the shoulders of the terrain. He verges on whimsy at times, and there are purple patches. A russet moon rose tonight, its reflection in the shattered lake ice like a blood-red host on a wounded altar. Tongue-in-cheek, perhaps, yet for all his playfulness, Mr. Tesson is in earnest. He loves the taiga and understands the Russians' almost mystical attachment to it. He shudders at the occasional invasions of gun-toting businessmen in blaring 4x4s, and he walks for hours to meet odd loners in their scattered cabins. One of them gives him two puppies, who become his much-loved companions and his wisest philosophers. Move over Schopenhauer. Eicher and Beck know where the sweet spot is, the present moment, that special place between longing and regret that Mr. Tesson is ultimately in search of.